This is Classic Poetry Aloud. This is a poem for Sunday, the 8th of November 2009, Remembrance Sunday in the United Kingdom and elsewhere. Disabled by Wilfred Owen. He sat in a wheeled chair, waiting for dark, and shivered in his ghastly suit of grey, legless, sewn short at elbow. Through the park, voices of boys rang, saddening like a hymn, voices of play and pleasure after day, till gathering sleep had mothered them from him. About this time, town used to swing so gay, when glow lamps budded in the light blue trees, and girls danced lovelier as the air grew dim in the old times, before he threw away his knees. Now he will never feel again how slim girls' waists are, or how warm their subtle hands. All of them touch him like some queer disease. There was an artist, silly for his face, for it was younger than his youth last year. Now he is old, his back will never brace. He's lost his colour very far from here, poured it down shell holes till the veins ran dry, and half his lifetime lapsed in the hot race, and leap of purple spurted from his thigh. One time he liked a blood smear down his leg, after the matches, carried shoulder high. It was after football, when he'd drunk a peg, he thought he'd better join. He wonders why. Someone had said he'd look a god in kilts. That's why. And maybe, too, to please his Meg. Aye, that was it. To please the giddy jilts he asked to join. He didn't have to beg. Smiling, they wrote his lie. Aged 19 years. Germans he scarcely thought of. And no fears of fear came yet. He thought of jewelled hilts for daggers and plaid socks, of smart salutes and care of arms, and leave and pay arrears, esprit de corps and hints for young recruits. And soon he was drafted out with drums and cheers. Some cheered him home, but not as crowds cheer goal. Only a solemn man who brought him fruits thanked him, and then inquired about his soul. Now he will spend a few sick years in institutes, and do what things the rules consider wise, and take whatever pity they may dole. Tonight he noticed how the women's eyes passed from him to the strong men that were whole. How cold and late it is! Why don't they come and put him into bed? Why don't they come?